Good morning. We continue, and Afreilich and Chanukah, we continue with our study of the Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, where the Chovos HaLevavos has been taking us on a trip through the different things that we have to keep in mind as we go through our daily day and our life as a whole. In the 20th of the Cheshbonos, the Chovos HaLevavos tells us that we have to consider to ourselves, if God gives us a bounty, money, and He gives us such money and such wealth, we have to start thinking to ourselves, hey, how did we acquire it, and what's our purpose in acquiring it? In other words, we have to ask ourselves, just frankly, what are we doing with the wealth that God gives us? In other words, a person needs to understand that when we are given a bounty from God, it's a responsibility. When our children get allowances when they're kids, or when we are given a salary as adults working businesses and jobs, we often need to remind ourselves that along with the opportunity that comes with wealth, comes the responsibility that comes with wealth. A person who has needs to be able to know what to do with it. This is one of the fundamental areas of disagreement in government today. Who owns the wealth? For us, we understand that Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zav Amar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the wealth, and He gives it to each and every one of us to be investment advisors, so to speak, to invest HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wealth in the world. It's a responsibility, and within that responsibility comes the opportunity for each and every one of us to think and figure, what would God want us to be doing with this wealth? It's a pikadon, and the way we invest it, so comes our reward or our dividend when we do it properly, and so come our fees when and our opportunity and salary when we go ahead and do well for the fund. It's not without irony that this is the nature of the Kriyas HaTorah that we read this coming Shabbos in Parshas Miketz as well. Yosef comes out of prison, and he is asked to interpret the global dream of Paro. In other words, Yosef was given the opportunity to interpret a dream that many others had tried to interpret, but they were small-minded, and they interpreted the dream to the man Pharaoh. Yosef's interpretation was much deeper, because it affected not only Paro the man, but Paro the leader. And Yosef, when he's done with his interpretation of the dream, he also adds in his impression as to how Paro should handle the wealth, so that when things are not positive, he's saved for the rest of his day. What is Paro's response? Paro turns to the people and he declares, "Hanimsok haze ish asher ruach Elokim bo." Have you found within this individual and within the entire land of Egypt somebody who has the spirit of God within him? What a strange phrase! After all, the people and Yosef were looking for economic advisors. What difference does it make that this man has the Spirit of God within him? What was the message there within? But based on the writings of the Chovos HaLevavos here in Cheshbon HaEsrim, in this 20th Cheshbon, a person who has the Ruach Hashem, a person who has the Spirit of God within him, becomes the best investment advisor. He understands what needs to be done, but he also understands that the wealth that he has comes from God. If a person realizes that it all comes from God, not only the way he or she will invest within purpose at the time of wealth, but even in the time of challenge, how the wealth is distributed and how the bounty of God is distributed, and also the means that one uses to acquire it. If it's all from God and we're just investment advisors, then what's the point for us to go ahead and proceed in a way that is not godlike in order to acquire a bigger piece of investment? No. Our job is to go ahead and realize, Liyah Kesef v'Liyah Zav Amar Hashem, that everything belongs to God, and our job is to do and use it to acquire our peace and to send it out there back into the economic system in the way that He would want us to do so. If we make that cheshbon in life, our investments will be easier. Our purpose will be easier and much more meaningful. And not only will we have a great day, but we will also have a great life and a great living, making HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud of us. Have a wonderful, terrific day.